KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Supreme Court has left TikTok on track to be banned as of Sunday. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the justices found TikTokers' free expression does not supersede what the court calls well-supported national security concerns that derive from the short-form video sharing app's relationship with a foreign adversary.
The court ruled that Congress acted lawfully when it voted to shut down TikTok if the app didn't shed its China-based owner. The ruling represents the culmination of years of concern about the hit video sharing app and the most serious threat to the app's existence in the U.S. It's unclear what TikTok might do come Sunday. It may hit the kill switch on its servers or not. The incoming Trump administration has indicated that immediate enforcement of the law may not be coming. That might be cold comfort to Apple and Google, which could face billions of dollars in penalties if they ignore the law. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Israel and Hamas are even closer to halting the fighting in Gaza and ending their 15-month-old war. Israel's full cabinet has yet to sign off on the Security Cabinet's recommendation to back the ceasefire agreement. Yesterday, outgoing U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the deal was based on the proposal President Biden put out months ago, but he also said it was very important to involve the incoming Trump administration's team. ProPublica investigative journalist Brett Murphy spoke with NPR's Here and Now about the process that resulted in the ceasefire deal just as the Biden administration comes to a close.
We wrote about sort of the past year in Biden's foreign policy and gave an accounting of the various threats, admonishments, warnings, red lines that he drew throughout the year, only to ultimately sort of withdraw those threats after the Israelis, you know, crossed those lines. As a result, a lot of the people I talked to told me that Netanyahu came to see President Biden as someone who was unwilling to follow through on a threat, and therefore there was no cost to saying no to him.
ProPublica's Brett Murphy. President-elect Trump's inauguration events are moving indoors because it's going to be really, really cold. Trump announced a change on his social media platform. Here's NPR's Lexi Schapitl.
Trump announced on social media that his inaugural address, prayers, and other speeches will take place in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, citing, quote, dangerous conditions. The events will be live-streamed at Capitol One Arena in downtown D.C., and Trump will visit the arena after his swearing in. The announcement comes as local forecasters predict Monday could bring freezing temperatures and single-digit wind chills. It's expected to be the coldest inauguration in 40 years. The last time an inauguration was moved inside due to weather was 1985, for Ronald Reagan's second inaugural. Lexi Schapitl, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks have ended the day higher, with the Dow closing up 334 points. You're listening to NPR News. A Florida jury has found CNN guilty of defamation. Jurors sided with a security consultant who argued that the news network presented a story that suggested he was charging, quote, exorbitant prices to evacuate people desperate to get out of Afghanistan following the U.S. withdrawal in August 2021. Debris from the explosion of an experimental rocket built by Elon Musk's SpaceX company sent air traffic controllers scrambling to divert flights over the Caribbean yesterday. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has more on the incident.
According to SpaceX, the spacecraft suffered a fuel leak and exploded about 8.5 minutes after launch from Texas. Not long after that, pilots started calling in reports of objects streaking across the sky.
It's got a major streak going from at least 60 miles. All these different colors. It looked like it was coming towards us, imagine it.
That was audio from liveatc.net. Air traffic controllers sounded surprised by the debris cloud and rushed to divert flights. The Federal Aviation Administration, which oversees air travel and the space launch, said several aircraft were affected and that it would require an investigation. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Archaeologists say they've unearthed remarkably well-preserved thermal spas built 2,000 years ago. They were found in a previously unexplored area of Pompeii, the Roman city buried by ash and lava from the Mount Vesuvius eruption in 79 AD and where thousands died. Researchers say the baths were adorned with mosaics and equipped with a series of hot, warm, and cold spa-like rooms. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, today southeast winds 30 knots, seas 15 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 16 feet with rain. And Saturday, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 15 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning through tonight. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, increasing to 35 in the afternoon, seas 14 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 40 knots, diminishing to 30 after midnight, seas 18 feet. And Saturday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 13 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 13 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 40 knots, seas 17 feet with rain. And Saturday, south winds 25 knots, diminishing to 15 in the afternoon, seas 13 feet. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning through tonight. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, increasing to 35 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. And Saturday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, becoming south 40 after midnight, seas 6 feet. And Saturday, southeast winds 30 knots, becoming south 20 in the afternoon, seas at 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain, heavy at times in the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s, southeast winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, rain in the evening, then scattered rain showers after midnight, lows in the lower 30s to lower 40s, southeast winds 25 to 40 miles per hour with gusts to 50, increasing to 60 after midnight. And Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming cloudy. Scattered rain showers, highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s, southeast winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40 in the afternoon. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There's a high tide at 4:59 a.m. at 6 feet 10 inches, a low at 10:28 a.m. at 2 feet 11 inches, a high at 4:06 p.m. at 7 feet 1 inch, and a low tonight at 10:49, a tide of 3 inches. Your sun rose at 9:57 this morning and your sun will set at 5:46, giving us 7 hours and 49 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
We'll start out with John Mayo and the Heart and the Blues Breakers, that is. We'll start out with Help Me and then Hideaway, and that's got Eric Clapton with it. After that, Riding on the LNN. Here's John Mayo and the Blues Breakers.
By myself, you gotta help me, baby. You can't do it all by myself. Yep, darling, I somebody else. I may have to cook, wash the floor. I may have to cook, do some more. Help me, baby, I can't do it all by myself. Help me, darling, I'll find somebody else.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome all the way down from Los Angeles, John Mayer's Blues Breakers.
Well, I'm riding on the LNN. Walter Trout on guitar.
Albert Collins is next with us. We're here Hot and Cold, Iceman, and Shiver and Shake. After that, we have some Kathy McDonald.
Let's go.
Three by Kathy McDonald coming at you. We have Grand Hotel Blues, Blues in Fort Worth, and I'd Rather Go Blind.
I woke up today in a grand hotel. sitting there and you're stuck with the bill from a grand hotel. Stuck with the bill from a grand hotel. Oh. Well, I grew up South Fort Worth, came to Dallas to play the blues. I grew up South Fort Worth, came to Dallas to play the blues. 'Cause it was over here in Dallas, got my first pair of dancing shoes.
Not a woman walking out. glad to see you just walking away from being shy. Oh, can't you see that I love you so much? I don't ever want to leave you, Daddy. Ooh, and most of all, I guess I don't want to be free, you know. Oh, no way.
Kathy McDonald and Long John Baldry, the lead singer, And I've heard a lot of artists do that song, but nobody comes close to that. That's unreal. Next, we have an artist that did blues, did rock and roll, he did soul, he did everything. In fact, they even call him the philosopher of soul. We're going to hear You Can't Strike Gold and Silver Mine, Who's Making Love, and Where a Man Can Go From Here. That's it, Johnny Harrison Taylor.
Son, you can't strike gold,
no,
in a silver mine.
Oh, 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 yeah.
You can't strike gold,
boy,
in a silver mine.
Yeah, yeah. I know my old man went well, young, but it went in one ear and out the other. I just had to get back to her again. That she was all her. Another. I guess I'll chop this one up.